Welcome to Dangerous Nation. Our guests tonight are Dr. Henry Kissinger, noted and self-appointed advisor to Americans everywhere, coming to us live from the Nuclear Misogynist Conference in Geneva, Switzerland. Welcome, Dr. Kissinger.
Thank you. I am more intelligent than you.
Joining Dr. Kissinger in our debate is Rocket J. Squirrel, cartoon character and president of WoodProl, Woodland Creatures Protection League. He comes to us live from the retired cartoon character's home in Van Nuys, California. Welcome, Mr. Squirrel.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer.
Hey, Rocky, want to see me pull a rabbit from the hat?
Later, Ballwinkle.
Gentlemen, squirrels. The great New York blackout of 1965, a squirrel chewed through a power line. More recently, a flood in California caused by squirrels chewing through the protective levee. They destroy transmitters, devour insulation. They are a menace to modern society. This, in a nutshell, is the argument put forth by the anti-squirrel faction. Am I being fair to your argument, Doctor?
Well, an awkwardly phrased paraphrase of the ideas put forth in my own books written over 20 years ago. I should add...
But essentially your position.
Essentially, yes.
Mr. Squirrel, can you say anything good about your species?
Well, that's a loaded question, Mr. Announcer. Wherever I answer, it's going to sound like a confession.
Let me rephrase that. Tell us, if you would, the positive qualities of squirrels.
We're cute, for one thing. Fuzzy tail, little button eyes. We're not nearly as dangerous as a wolf, and yet the wolf is on the endangered species list.
That's telling him, Rocky.
Thank you.
I'd also like to add...
Go ahead.
A squirrel can't help chewing any more than Dr. Kissinger can help being arrogant. It's in his nature.
Doctor?
I would like to point out to Mr. Squirrel and his two-dimensional friends that my arrogance, as he puts it, is merely self-confidence, gained from my successful years as a statesman.
If you could stick to the point, Doctor, in the few seconds remaining in this debate.
Well, here's the point. Can Dr. Kissinger fly? I can fly. I'm a flying squirrel.
I don't need to fly. I'm a masterful politician, and I pinpointed the squirrel problem over 20 years ago in volume 3 of my memoirs.
We're out of time.
And we're tame. Squirrels are friendly. We'll eat right out of your hand.
The impudent rodent called me arrogant. Who will point the way if not I?
Anybody? We'd like to continue this debate, but we're out of time. Perhaps on another occasion. Thank you, gentlemen, and good night.